It's a little busy in the studio. It's about to become busy because we have six students with us. They are representing Woodland Hills Academy today, and I'm really happy that they're here for a number of reasons. First, they accomplished something amazing. Second, this is as close as it gets to my alma mater of Churchill Area High School. There's I think three of you are from Churchill, one from Turtle Creek, somebody from Forest Hills, and somebody from Swissvale. Everybody's 11 except for Alex. You're 12, right?
Yeah.
So let's meet, not because you're 12, but because you happen to be sitting all the way on my left. I'll have you introduce yourself, and if you have any shout-outs, this would be the time to give those. And then after we introduce each of you, will talk about your project.
All right. Well, I'm Alex, and I would like to give a shout-out to my family, of course, for supporting me through this. And, of course, my teacher, Miss Pearson, because she helped, like, all of us, and we couldn't have done it without her. And, yeah, and the other team at our school, because they also did a great job. And I just, yeah, because they supported all of us, and it was just a great experience.
Excellent, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. By the way, it's hard to go first. You did great. We're talking about the Fairchild Challenge, which is a national program to help connect teens to the environment. It's sponsored locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. It's our pleasure to feature winning teams every month for every challenge. Let's meet you next. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Alicia. I'm 11 years old, and I'd like to shout out my family and both of my grandparents because they're listening, and my mom and dad for supporting me, and definitely our gate teacher because we couldn't have done it without her. She helped us so much.
And are your grandparents local, or are they listening online from far away?
They're local because, they live in North Allegheny and Squirrel Hill. So, well,
great.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're listening online. And let's meet you next.
Hi, I'm Brianna. I'd like to shout out my family and friends from the Woodland Hills Academy, Helena, Nathan, Zoe P, Lucy, Ivan, and Zoe S, because they came in second place in their Fairchild Challenge. And I'd also like to shout out Miss Pearson for supporting me. So
she's a great teacher. And now a familiar face. I think you're the only person who's been here once before. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Hi, my name is Bree. I'd like to shout out my mom and anyone that's watching or listening on the air. Yeah.
How nice of you.
Oh, also, sorry, my gate teacher, Ms. Pearson, because she's just amazing and she helps us a lot.
What does gate stand for?
I can say it.
Okay.
It's gifted and talented.
Hang on, go ahead.
It's gifted and talented education.
I like that. It's a nice acronym. Yeah. I wonder if they came up with the acronym first and then tried to get something to stand for
it.
People do that sometimes.
Actually,
let's meet our next student who's right next to you. Hi.
Hi, I'm Mia. I'd like to give a shout-out to all my aunts, uncles, my grandparents, Miss Pearson especially, and Phipps Conservatory for giving us the special opportunity to have these challenges because they're super fun.
And you go to Schaefer School, which is the same school, or you went to Schaefer School, right? Anybody else? And your dad went to Schaefer School. I see him out
Hi,
there.
Hi, Dad.
And I think your dad was in a class close to mine, maybe. I recognize your last name. But it's nice to see you. Did we do your shout-outs?
I just did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking about how long it's been since I've been in Schaefer School. Are the halls still green?
I don't know.
Probably. That's the color. They usually make those halls. I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Isabel. And I'd like to shout out my mom, my dad for helping me through like these things, especially when I had to do the work to go through them and have the ideas. They helped me a lot through it. And Miss Pearson, of course, because just like everybody else, we'd be nowhere without her. And she just helped us so much through all of it.
Now, you guys are in sixth grade. Woodland Hills Academy is a specialized program within the Woodland Hills School District. The school's in Turtle Creek, right? And it's for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Kindergarten.
K through 8. Oh, it's K through 8. My apologies. We've worked with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and that's why I made that assumption. Have you all been there since the beginning?
I haven't.
Mia has not.
And, no, I came last year.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. Mia, how was the transition?
Well, I've been to different schools, but this one I especially love because to the people there are just so nice. There are so many friendly faces, and whenever you walk through those doors, it's like everybody just has these open, bright eyes, and they'll welcome you.
Who's your principal there?
Mrs. Mann.
She probably will really enjoy knowing that and hearing that because getting a school culture being so nice like that is not easy to do. Nor is it easy to do the project that you did. Who can tell me a bit about what your project was?
I can start off. Our challenge was to create a fictional flower that had adaptions to a pollinator. And it could either be fictional or a real pollinator. We decided to create a fictional pollinator called the Maris fly, and Maris fly stands for ocean fly.
Now, what is a pollinator?
It's a bug insect usually that goes into a flower and like
transfers nectar.
Yeah.
And so the flowers would not flourish were it not for the bugs doing that.
No,
right?
They cause cross pollination. They go and rub against the anthers and stuff and get pollen, and once they go to a different flower, it rubs against stigma, and yeah, that's what makes cross pollination and more flowers.
So how did you pursue your project? What did you do?
So we knew that we wanted to do something that had multiple pollinators, so we decided to do a cluster flower.
Mm-hmm. We made it an ocean flower, so it had to have a super sturdy stem so that way it could float above the water. And then normally ocean pollinators, they're attracted to the smell of bugs, so we made the adaptation that it smelled like bugs so that the Maris fly would be attracted to it.
Interesting. So is an ocean pollinator like a lily pad? Well, it's not a what kind of flower would it be?
Well, it stands on the edge of this of the like the water.
Estuaries.
Yeah.
Okay. Like sea oats maybe or something you would
like
see.
Like where the sand meets the water.
Okay.
Estuaries. Mm-hmm. And it has a really strong stem, so when the water comes up against it, it doesn't fall over and it stays there.
And did you actually simulate that? Tell me about that. That's really interesting.
So the base, we actually like covered in different papers and stuff, and we made the paper look like waves going towards the stem.
Yeah, and the paper we used was actually like homemade from reused materials, which was really cool. And it was blue too. And yeah, the base was made out of like a cardboard mailing box, so that it had to be made entirely out of paper. So we tried to use all paper materials.
And so this really is a way to help people learn about pollinators in this kind of environment.
Yeah.
How did you represent the pollinators and the plant? Did you do that too?
Well, for the pollinator, it was a bug. It was really pretty.
The bug was like sort of like a dragonfly, like it had wings, but then it also had a long proboscis, so that way it could suck out the nectar.
The adaptation.
Yeah, it was the adaptation, and it could suck out all the nectar and rub up on the pollen and then go to another flower and cross-pollinate that.
And we actually had to make the bug out of paper also.
Oh, gosh, that's a challenge. You mentioned adaptation. What's that all about?
So the adaptation of the Maris fly is actually, well, it's basically a dragonfly, but with a proboscis, and the adaptation of the flower is, it has a strong enough stem to withstand the moving water, and the nectar, like we said, it smells like bugs. So that's an adaptation to basically attract water pollinators because, they're attracted to bugs. So yeah, and adaptations are like, I guess you could say, like things that make them go well together.
Yeah. I was thinking you mentioned the proboscis being long, mm-hmm. so long kind of nose on the bug. Mm-hmm. So that's probably really effective for pollinating, right?
Yeah, because
you can, aqua bugs don't normally have a proboscis.
Yeah, and we made it to where it was a cluster flower. That way it was easier to land on so that the waves wouldn't blow the maris fly off.
What a good idea. Now, was working in a team difficult?
Sometimes, because we all had ideas, but we ended up being able to put them all together into one great flower.
It was definitely hard to incorporate everybody's idea entirely,
but we made it work.
Yeah.
That's a good experience, I think, because that's going to happen a lot. You're all really bright, and you probably all could have done this project by yourself if I think if you wanted to.
No.
Or no, you're saying no.
We couldn't have done it without all of us. Yeah. All of us did something from ourselves, and we all helped each other.
It took a lot of work and effort, but we all contributed.
Well, that's, it would have taken forever.
Especially because there's a time limit, and without a lot of people, it couldn't ever get it done.
Well, you guys have a great attitude. I'm very happy to hear that, because sometimes even adults prefer to work by themselves, even if it's going to take them, you know, five times as long. And working in a group can be tough, so that's great.
As, like, when you have more people, you get more opportunities because you have a better outcome in the end, because you're, like, having many different people or two people having different ideas and combining them to make a better one.
Do you guys have any advice for people working in groups?
Just don't stress out about it. Just keep going through it, because
it'll be worth it in the end. No matter what happens, your teammates will be there for you.
And if something doesn't work out, just do something else. Don't spend your time
just trying to fix it if it's not perfect.
Yeah.
You guys have great advice. I'm curious, does anybody want to tell me anything else about the project that you did?
Well, I can tell you all the things that we used to make it.
Yeah.
So we used a lot of different reused materials to make the actual sculpture.
And they all had to be paper, right?
Yeah. We were allowed to use paint and glue. That were the only things we could use that weren't paper. So for the base, which was the part that looked like waves that Alex said, we used part of a used cardboard mailing tube, so like those things that maybe carpets come in that are like circular. And for the stem, which is supposed to be sturdy, we used an aluminum foil tube that we painted green and covered in tissue paper to make it look very planty, I guess you'd say. We used paper straws that actually were white with cute little green turtles that we painted blue.
I like how you picked all things that are cylindrical so far. That's neat.
Yeah, they're all reused.
And we used those for the filaments. And then we used grocery bags for the anthers, which, just shout out to Trader Joe's, we used Trader Joe bags. Because they had recycle signs on them.
Yeah, we cut those out and made them the
anthers. Anthers and the petals, And then we used cardboard for the maris fly's wings and the top of the stigma, which was actually a recycle sign. And then we used scraps of homemade paper to cover, obviously, the base and the stem, like we said, and used tissue paper and wax paper for the cluster flowers. And we actually arranged the blue and green cluster flowers in the shape of an earth, so it looked like a globe, which was really cool. So, yeah.
Boy, you've done a good job of describing it, too. I can picture it. Is it still in your classroom?
No.
No, it's at Grace.
Yeah, we had to ship it in so they could judge it.
Oh, very cool. So that's where it is. Hopefully they'll have it on display there for people to look at.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Very good. Now, I'm curious about some other things that I'd like to ask you, but anything else about the project that we should mention that we didn't already?
Well, it's called the Sophelia. That means sea, love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
And the Sophelia has the designs all over it to, it's all over the filaments, anthers, and all over the flower, basically, to incorporate recycling and to tell people to make the world a better place and, like, not hurt marine animals for the sea turtles on the anthers. And, yeah. I think that was also pretty cool.
Well, that's what I was curious about. You just said making the world a better place. Alex is 12. The rest of you are 11. You're in sixth grade.
Yeah.
If you had to think of, I'll give you a moment to think, but one thing people could do to make the world a better place.
Recycle.
You don't need to think. Okay.
Yeah.
Recycle.
The little
stop
things.
Littering.
Yeah. Okay.
All of your trash and litter that is around water, water sources
it
like
goes,
lakes,
yeah,
oceans,
all
ponds,
dust.
All of it goes into it. And that makes it harder for animals to live
yeah.
and get the nutrients that they need because they end up eating that instead of what they're supposed to eat.
It's amazing how many people still litter.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Just take like plastic bags from like a grocery store or six-pack rings. They all end up going into the ocean if they go down the sewer drains. And
yeah, especially
hurting.
Six-pack rings. Because
yeah,
those
they go around
them
so much.
And, you know, always taking a day to clean up and pick up trash off the side of the street helps.
Just a small little
just,
grocery bag
yeah.
full of little plastics that you find on the street
so
will
much.
Help so much.
And other ideas to make the world a better place?
In the middle of the ocean, there's I think it's called the garbage patch or something. It's where there's a bunch of garbage just spinning constantly
mm-hmm.
around and around. And animals are getting caught and stuck in that, and they're dying because they're eating it, and they don't know if it's food or not, or if it's food or not food.
Right.
So back to, like, other projects we did, we were thinking about, like, how can we make the ocean better? How can we save endangered animals, because one of the main animals getting affected by this are like sea turtles and stuff, and those are extremely endangered.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a few things that we think could help
mm-hmm.
that, and now I forget the names of them
yeah.
because it was a while
yeah,
ago.
It's called Connects.
So Isabel and I worked on a project called Connects.
Yeah.
And many other people have too. But we built a ride called Sea Voyage, which stands
and
for
Saving Endangered Animals.
And it helped endangered animals in the ocean.
Like the project theme was in previous challenges we'd had to do cleaner, safer, and healthier. So we tried to stay in those kind of, what is it called? Categories, I
mm-hmm.
guess. When we were making this project.
And what are Connects?
They are
like
almost like Legos, yeah.
But like rods and things.
And there's motors that can make it spin and be able to move.
Right.
They're a lot more complex than
yeah.
Legos.
Yeah, you can actually assemble robotic elements, right?
Our ride, it was a boat ride, and it went around, and we had these environment informative billboards that showed facts about endangered animals.
And
what?
Each little boat that went around was shaped like an endangered animal,
yeah,
which is
either
cool.
a turtle or a Sahara reef snake, a manatee.
And we had a donation box because money, it doesn't necessarily help as much as, you know, doing things for the environment, but it definitely helps.
Yeah, changing behavior is probably the most important thing.
It's also the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's so hard?
Because it's the time period people have grown up in, and they don't know what's good or bad anymore because they see, like, a lot of people doing it. So it's always hard to change out of a habit. So I think that's one of the main issues. But
habits are hard to break.
And
take tires, for example. If you have a broken tire, they cost money to throw away.
Don't throw it off a bridge.
And people throw it off the bridge into the river.
And that's horrible because animals get stuck in it.
I don't think people realize when they throw stuff away, they don't always know where that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when they throw it on the ground, they don't know where that goes at all. Like, that could end up somewhere, like, where animals are trying to get free of it. There might be, like, a can stuck to their tail that they can't get off because it hurts and they don't know what to do.
And, like, you don't really understand how bad it is until you see images or you hear about videos that
mm-hmm.
show you how bad it hurts them and how horrible the patches of garbage are.
It's even worse if you see it in person. Like, I've heard stories of how traumatizing it is to see, like, for example, dolphins stuck in fishing line
nets
or whatever.
It's
horrible.
Yeah. Just, like, all the people going around diving and just removing all these items is perfect. I mean, that's what we want more people to do.
If you are just tuning in, you're hearing the voice of sixth graders from Woodland Hills Academy who just placed in the FIPS Fairchild Challenge I guess, what do we call it, a model or a display?
Sculpture.
Yeah, sculpture is a good word.
Made out of paper,
showing pollinators. Now, we just have a couple minutes left. I'm curious if any of you have thought about what you might like to do once you're out of school. And I won't hold you to it, I promise. But why don't we go? We'll go around.
Okay,
we'll start with you.
I still don't know. I love learning about space. Space, it really interests me. So hopefully something in that.
Excellent. And how did you get interested in space?
I don't know. It's just the first time I was learning about it, it just caught me. Like, I just loved it. It was so interesting for me, and I loved learning about it.
Well, that's great.
Haven't you been to NASA?
Yeah. When we went to Florida, I was, like, begging my parents, please, can we go to NASA? Just go to NASA. And we went, and it was so fun. It was amazing.
Well, that's a great dream, and, you know, things change, but who knows? I wanted to do something like this when I was in sixth grade. What about you, Mia?
I've always wanted to be an architect.
How come?
Well, Connects has really brought that designing person out of me. I love creating things and just making things better, and I love designing different things, and I think that it's just a super cool
experience.
Yeah.
She's a great artist,
yeah,
too, by the way. She's really good at drawing things.
Her art is beautiful.
Yeah, that's truly true. Is.
Thanks. How about you, Brie?
Well, I've always wanted to be an actor or a singer, but my first thing that I really wanted to be was I wanted to be the president really bad. I mean, all my friends knew. I always said, I'm going to be the president one day.
That's true. I've known her since kindergarten and up till like
That's
fourth grade.
She
was like,
she will make it
she
happen.
Was like, I want to be president. I want to be president.
I'm going to be the president.
The first female president.
She's going to be the person to make
hopefully
it happen.
Hopefully not the first female president.
Well,
yeah. Well, hopefully the president.
Yeah.
You've got my vote. You've got it just based on meeting you for the short periods we've met. What do you think you would do if you were president?
Maybe make new laws like...
Environmental stuff.
Environmental stuff. Like maybe make it that you're not allowed to litter and make it more like... Make it...
The punishments worse.
Yeah, make the punishments like... Don't litter, or maybe you'll get fined $5, and maybe that will stop people from littering, because I know when I walk down the street, I see, like, tons of trash on the ground, and it's just sad. Like, it's trash. That's not where it's supposed to be.
And trash, once it's in, like, the garbage hole, I forget what it's, landfills, that's it, it releases methane.
If we called them garbage holes instead of landfills, maybe, I'm not teasing you, I mean, landfill.
Maybe people would take it more seriously.
Yeah, landfill is
it
a pretty gentle term.
It doesn't sound
term.
That bad.
Yeah.
But the garbage hole.
It's like, landfill.
There you go.
We're filling land.
Garbage hole.
How about you?
I'd love to be a lawyer. I love how things go and run, like, I want to help people get out of situations. So whether it be divorce attorney or criminal justice lawyer, I'd love to help people get out of their situations and help fight for their cause.
You guys all have such great aspirations and empathy for others. How about you?
That's a really hard decision. There's so many good jobs. I think art has definitely been a big part of my life, but I don't know. I've always wanted to be do interior design, because I love making things look pretty and how it always has, like, an art aspect and everything like that.
You're very organized.
Yeah, and you should see her at school. Whenever we're doing work, if there's something sitting there, she organizes all the papers, and then if there's, like, a jacket that someone forgot, she folds the jacket and sets it up nice.
Send us your resume. We may need that. And, actually, you talked about changing behavior. Changing environments people are in by making them different or organized can help do that. What about you, Alex?
So I've always, the same as Mia, I always love, like, art and Connects and stuff. And I talk about this because I help my mom with her work at the jewelry store. And people always ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'm like, I've always wanted to be an architect. And I've always been interested in sports and stuff, and especially soccer. And I play soccer my whole life. It's one of my greatest hobbies, and I'd like to be in a United League one day.
Nice.
That sounds cool.
I can't thank all of you enough. I hope you'll come back whenever you'd like to.
We will.
And I want to be sure, and we'll make sure that you know about our Youth Express program. where you can share writing and discussions. There's a podcast that you can be part of, too, at youthexpress.org. Thank you all for being here. I'm really proud of you.
No, thank you.
It was fun.
So you have students from Woodland Hills Academy, K through 8, Woodland Hills School District. Thank you for being with us, and congratulations to your teacher, Mrs. Pearson, who's beaming, as are your family members behind you.